Okay, guys, we got a question for this week, and it comes all the way back from episode one where we talked about the local church, and it comes from CJ Moore. So thanks for sending us a question. He said, I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on church members who leave because of specifically theological differences in things like eschatology, predestination, extending the atonement, etc.
Honestly, I think it's a personal thing for each person. Like for me, I have my that sounded terrible, I know.
This is an individual personal thing for people individually.
For people. For the individual peoples. No. Okay. But what I'm getting at is this, is that I can't really tell you as an individual what theological matters do you think are worth dying on. I think there are some core foundations of the Christian belief that if you get out of those, it's no longer Christianity. But after all, the divinity of Christ, for example, the Trinity, things like that, those are things that if you get outside of those core beliefs, you're no longer really considered Christian, like you're a cult or a sect or some other faith. A lot of these, like eschatology, a lot of things like predestination. I mean, we have disagreements among the five of us about, you know, some of these issues. And we still can come together and meet on that. If you feel so strongly about that, that you feel that you are not going to be able to be a part of that church community, then, I mean, yes, go seek a different church family. But I guarantee you, you're not going to find a church family that's going to 100% agree with you on every theological issue. So you got to draw the line.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, Harden, that there's not I don't want to say a person in the world, but there's not going to be many people in the world that agree with you on every single thing. And so to say that you're going to try to find this perfect church that believes that all your doctrine is probably not going to exist. And the truth is, there's probably a lot of things that you're wrong about. And we need to be careful to elevate our views of doctrine and theology and soteriology and all that stuff as the standard. If we get to that point, that's just a really, really dangerous place to be. And so be humble enough to accept that people think differently from you and be able to learn from them. I don't think it's really necessarily, I think Harney made a good point, like find the that you can't compromise on and stick to those, but make sure that those are few and far between, that those are the foundational Christian theological elements, that those aren't just this one hot button issue that you love to rail on, because you probably have a lot of room to grow in that area too.
Speaking personally on this issue, I was a part of a church for quite a while that had a really, really diverse congregation theologically. I'm talking like from Lutheran to super conservative, reform backgrounds, some more liberal backgrounds, and then a bunch of people in the middle who just had no idea really what most of this stuff we're talking about is. And honestly, it didn't really matter. The community was one of the best communities I've been a part of, mostly because we cared more about the mission of God and the mission of Jesus more than we cared about those theological subtleties. And it just made for an amazing thing, and it made for what Sheely said earlier, an opportunity for us to learn, be humble, and learn from each other.
Yeah, I agree with all of you guys. As Sheely said, that humble spirit is a big thing. Don't take yourself out of the equation where you transcend the church of the pastor, where you become the ultimate decision on what is right or wrong. As Harden said, there are some topics that are a big deal that make Christianity, such as the divinity of Christ and things of that nature. Now, when it comes to these other doctrine, eschatology, predestination, things of that nature, I feel like we have to ask ourselves if it's getting in the way of the mission of the church, as David said, the job overall. Are you looking at your church and you're questioning if this is what a church is supposed to do? Is it fulfilling its purpose as a church? Is it a healthy church? Is it reaching the lost? Things like that. Is it making an impact in the community? Do you feel like God's being glorified when this congregation meets? Things like that, I think, is a better judge, rather than just saying, we don't agree on everything, we have a huge problem.
All right, guys. Well, that's the only question we had this week. Remember that if you have any questions you would like for us to answer on the show, you can find us on Twitter at RTChristianity. You can email us at AskRoundTableChristianity@gmail.com, or you can find us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/roundtablechristianity. We'd love to take any questions you guys have, so send them on in. Until next time.